Let's get going with the meeting of the Budget Committee, Thursday, October 12th, for the Ambrose Recreation and Park District.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present. Okay, approval of the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye. Okay, public communications. At this time, the public make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communications received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to a specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. And we are going to review and discuss the proposed final operating budget for 2022-2023.
All right, we are going to start with income. Okay, so this year, or last year, for property taxes, we received $102,000 more than last year, which is really good. You'll notice that both rentals and registrations have increased. So with rentals, I budgeted $40,000 and we actually did $57,000. And with recreation, I budgeted $14,800 and we made almost $21,000 in registrations.
Perfect.
The pool, you'll notice that it costs us approximately $77,000 to operate this year. We did do really well, though. You'll notice that lessons, we made $10,000 more than projected. So going down to grants. Koshland Grant Youth Services, they gave that to us a couple years ago, so we've just been rolling it over and using it whenever we need it. Same with the Bay Point Youth Academy Foundation grant, so that will carry over to this fiscal year. Next page just shows that our park dedication funds, I'm going to move into the reserve until we find out what we want to do to use that for. The Lindbrook project for the new playground, we will be receiving the reimbursement hopefully this year. And then NUTA project, that will begin this year, this fiscal year. So that's it for income. For expenses, down on administrative expenses, for the attorney fees, I budgeted $10,000, but we actually only used $2,300. Since we did not have many claims or contracts to work on this year. For miscellaneous, the $3,500 includes the Clearland weed abatement. On the next page for Ambrose Park expenses, for alarms and security patrols, we actually only spent $6,000, which I budgeted $30,000 for. But that actually included, last year included security for the concession stand construction. So that's why it was so high last year. For center building, the PG&E went up $36,000, which is the gas rate and the usage. So looking at the rates, I don't know if you guys have noticed, it's more than tripled. So that's why it's high. Equipment rentals, budgeted $2,000, but we spent almost $4,500 for a lift rental for painting outside of the building. Equipment and furnishings, we replaced a couple tables and chairs for the auditorium, so that was $3,200 there. down to Ambrose pool expenses. Chemicals, so prices keep increasing for those. PG&E, again, the rate and gas usage increased. But if you notice, staff, we did cut down on staff costs. And overall, for the pool, I budgeted originally $12,800, but we only spent about $114, which is pretty good. Okay, on to the last page. I don't think I have anything to note on that one. So this is for our capital projects and expenses. So general fund capital, we spent $68,473, which includes AC unit replacements, fiber for the parks, and installing a fence at the baseball field. Again, the park dedication fees have been moved to the reserve, so we did not use any last fiscal year. And the NUDA project, again, will continue this fiscal year. So if you notice down where it says capital unassigned funds, the $118,429 is actually what we're going to be able to move into our unreserved funding.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's real good. Short and sweet. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, my question, I had a couple of questions. I had a question on the weed abatement. Was that just for a one-time?
It's a one-time. Yeah, we usually have to do it April, before summer.
Uh-huh. Before summer. We get usually something from the Contra Costa County.
And that's contracted out to like a landscaping company? Or got it.
And also it took them a little bit more this year. Uh-huh. It cost a little more because of all the rains.
Yeah.
There was a lot more vegetation out there they had to take care of.
And so we're paying this yearly then, that fee? Okay. Until we sell it, obviously.
Right.
Got it.
So that's why I didn't budget it in there to miscellaneous, because I wasn't sure when we were going to...
Right.
When it was going to close. So
yeah, that's what I figured.
For the mid-year budget for this year, I'll probably add that in there.
And my other question was around staff. I know there was less spent on staff at the pool, I think. Mm-hmm. Was it just because we use less staff? Was it like one less position or...
No, it's because we got a contract with East Bay Regional Parks, and so they staffed it, and we don't. It's through the East Bay Regional funding that pays for them, so we don't have to.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. That's all my questions. That's really good. Thank you.
Okay, closing ceremonies.
I make a motion to adjourn this budget meeting of what is it? Thursday, October 12th.
A second. How long is this meeting?